The next attribute is Hamach Kim Es Rabo. Exactly what does this mean? Even how to translate the words is a little bit vague. The word Hamachkim obviously comes from the same Sharish as Chacham, and the conjugation implies that somehow the student is Machkim his Rav, but what exactly does that mean to be Machkim your Rav, to make him into a Chacham? So this ambiguity actually leads to two fundamentally different approaches in the Mefarshim, each one fascinating, but certainly different, and each one having broader implication and broader sources in addition to the actual Mefarshim here in Perkei Avos. So the first interpretation, Hamachkim Es Rabo, is offered by the Medrash Shmuel, also echoed by Rav Yaakov Emden and the Lechem Shemayim, and already first implied by the Machzor Vitri. And the idea here is, Hamachkim Es Rabo, how do you make your Rav into a Chacham? Quite literally, the way the student interacts with the teacher, these Mefarshim suggest, can actually make the Rav into the teacher, into a greater Chacham, a greater scholar. The Medrash Shmuel says as follows, Efshar shekivan shetzarich sheha talmid yishtadel li'olam lish'ol v'lilikshos l'rabo. The student doesn't necessarily always understand what the teacher says and have all sorts of questions and inquiries and challenges to the Rebbe's teaching. Ad shemachmazeh hu machkim es rabo al derech umi talmidai yoser mikulam. This is similar to the idea that we have the famous Gemara in Masech Tainis, which we'll get back to in a moment, but the famous Gemara, we saw it at an earlier Midah, that one of the, we know that a Rebbe can actually become a student, in a sense, of his own students. Mitalmida yoser mikulam, the Gemara says, you can learn even more from your students. So this is the flip side. Here, the Brice is talking about from the perspective of the student. If mitalmida yoser mikulam, from the perspective of the teacher, that means that from the perspective of the student, hatalmid can be machkim es rabo. Through the questions, that process actually helps make the Rebbe into a greater expert, into a greater Talmud Chacham. Ish kazeh bevadei shiikna kinyan Torah v'yisharshu hadvarim b'tocho. Ki li'olam yitchadeid sechlo bios hu says the Medrash Shmuel, and here's the key point for us, the reason that this is its a Kinyan Torah, and not just from the perspective of the Rebbe, is that Hamachkim Es Rabo is a boomerang. By the student making the Rebbe into a greater Talmud Chacham, into a greater expert and scholar, in the end, the student himself benefits. The student sharpens the teacher by asking questions, and this is also beneficial to the student, since the process also sharpens his mind, and because of the deeper understanding of the topic, which results from the give and take, so the student generates greater and deeper and more chachma that would otherwise not exist. The Medrash Shmuel himself just gives a twist on that, and he says, Gam, it's also possible that what is hinted at is, Ki atalmid asher yishtadel ayein ba'oz, where the teacher knows that his students are preparing, that they're going to come with questions, that they're going to have probing inquiries, and therefore in anticipation of that, of the questions and all the preparation of the students, so the teacher will have to prepare that much more. And as a result, in the second approach of the Medrash Shmuel, it sounds perhaps like he's hinting at maybe it's a gift from Hashem, that because in your zechus, the Rebbe had to prepare more and learn better, Hashem gives you a gift of having your own Kinyan Torah, perhaps. But I think the predominant view is interpretation and understanding is what the Medrash Shmuel initially makes clear, and that is this is actually a very natural, pedagogic, educational, cognitive process where the questions and the probing and incisive interactions between teacher and student benefit everybody. They benefit the teacher, which eventually then redounds and boomerangs back to the student himself. As was mentioned, perhaps the source in Chazal for this idea is the famous Gemara in Tainis, in which Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak and others tell us that mitamida yoser mikulam. Excuse me, that's Rabbi Chanina at the end of the Gemara. Excuse me, Rabbi Chanina says mitamida yoser mikulam, but that's coming on the heels of Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak giving a very famous mashal, which the Rambam himself also quotes in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, and that is that why is Torah Eitz Chaim Hi? Why is Torah compared to a wood or a tree? Lama Nimshul Divrei Torah Ke'etz. That is because to teach us Ma'itz Katan Madliken Hagadol Atamir Chachamim Katanim Mechadim Es Hagadolim. That just like a small tree can ignite a small twig you could say even a match is a small piece of wood, can ignite a larger tree. So too, Talmidim, the Ketanim, can be, through their questions and Chidud, can sharpen and ignite the learning of the Rebbe himself. Many of the Mefarshim here not only make this broader point, but give the specific example, a classic example in their words, of this relationship is that which is described in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalem Aleph, the relationship between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We know that not only did they become relatives, but before they became related through marriage, Rabbi Yochanan was Reish Lakish's mentor and Rebbe, and the Gemara there describes dramatically how depressed Rabbi Yochanan was when Reish Lakish died, because he no longer had people, had someone who asked him questions. The Chachamim thought he just wanted a Chavrusa to confirm his ideas, and Rabbi Yochanan very dramatically, we've mentioned this in previous shiurim in the series, Rabbi Yochanan explains that no, the greatness of having Reish Lakish as a chavrusa wasn't that he agreed with him, but all of his questions and his challenges, which ultimately led to greater Torah for Rabbi Yochanan, and in light of our explanation, in turn, Reish Lakish himself benefited. So this is the first major understanding of the idea of hamachkim es rabo, that through your questions, through your challenges, through your incisive give and take in the Beis Medrash, in the Shir Room, the Rebbe is Machkim, he actually becomes smarter, but as a result, it also helps the Kinyan Torah of the student. The Maharal, actually earlier in Perek Vav here, earlier in the list of the Kinyan Torah, one of the earlier ones, I think it was number 11, Yud Aleph, Pilpul Chaverim, so there the Maharal makes this point as well, and he adds some a little nuance, which neither he or any of the other Mefarshim mentioned here, and that is that not only is there a process, you know, any two people, so that give and take can help, but in fact, what the Gemara is getting at by referring to the, you know, Eitz Katan being Malik the Gadol, is that there are certain benefits to learning with a Katan, that the smarter you are, the Talmid Chacham Gadol, says the Maharal, "Mitnei hasagaso hagdola ma'od, l'kach in marchil ish'ol l'fal pel b'chachmal, if he go to hasagaso b'shitut sichlo, sh'ein bo pilpul." That there's a certain irony that the smarter the person, the more learned the person is, so they can grasp and understand the ideas right away, and therefore they just accept them once they understand them. However, the katan will ask all sorts of questions, which eventually end up helping the gadol, but the katan will ask questions that the gadol never would have asked. It's not just that, in a sense, it's not just having two people, but dafka having a gadol and a katan, someone who understands things less, it'll take them longer, they need more explanation, so in a certain ironic sense, that actually is what's necessary. That's what the Gemara is getting at, that only the type of questions that someone less smart, less learned will ask will, invariably, eventually actually create breakthroughs for the gadol, which the gadol, the smarter person, the Rebbe, never would have had they only understood it initially, which may have been 95%, 98%, but they wouldn't have had that 100%, that true clarity, that additional insight, if it wouldn't have been for the katan. And the Maharal here adds that, in fact, we see sometimes, ha'esh ne'achad biyoter b'katan, that, you know, sometimes a smaller branch, a smaller twig, can catch fire much easier. Eventually, of course, even a huge tree can catch fire, but it's much harder for that to ignite, as opposed to a small little twig, a match, something like that, a toothpick, can catch fire, so to speak, much easier. I saw quoted from the Sefer Zikaron of the Chasam Sofer, that they have, I guess, a Ksav Yad there that they quote from him, who makes the same idea here as the Maharal, that without the questions of the student, the teacher himself wouldn't have that additional insight, and it's Dafka, the student who knows less, and the Chasam Sofer there gives kind of a mashal that sometimes we can see better with light that is less bright, but if it is too bright, it can actually, so to speak, blind, as we know. And similarly, he says there's a certain aura, a certain tremendous light that the Chacham or the Rebbe has, but in fact, you need to somehow dial that back, put on some, you know, squint a little bit, put on some sunglasses, have a little less clarity, a little less light, a little less smaller field of vision, in order to be able to see further. Similarly, he says, that's the benefit of the Talmud, of the Katan, helping as well. A second additional point to add, so not only is it just the idea of any two people, but specifically the idea that someone who's a katan will see things in a way or require clarity in a way that ironically helps the gadol get more than they would have gotten on their own. But a second idea is also mentioned by Rav Yaakov Emden in the Lechem Shemayim, and he points out that this is true even when it comes to ostensibly bad questions, right? Not every question that a student asks, even on a student's level, is going to be such a good question. And yet it doesn't matter. And this is we see this from the Gemara in Nida, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, which darshan is based on the Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Lamed, Im Navalta Behisnase, the Gemara says, if you were embarrassed, you know, if you're embarrassed through your questions, but in the end, Hisnase, in the end, you are going to, you know, be very praised and elevated because you'll learn a lot. But Im Zamut, but if a person, you know, stifles himself and doesn't ask the questions, he's a baishan, and therefore he's not lomade, he won't learn, in the ed yad lepeh. Well, then when he's older and people ask him questions, he won't be able to answer. He'll have to sort of cover his face, again, out of embarrassment. So if you're embarrassed when you're too young, when you're young and you don't ask, you'll be embarrassed when you're old and you can't answer. But if Navalta, if you're willing to embarrass yourself and ask even bad questions, in the end, behis nasei. And the Lechem Shamayim, Rav Yaakov Emden, understands from this, the al yedei she'elato ha-sichlit, sichlit with a samach, a foolish question, mit'orer harav hashiv lo divrei tam chadash b'tshuva sichlit, with a shin, that as a result you'll actually help yourself and even the teacher with greater seichel, with greater wisdom. V'harizem machkim es rabo umamele hu mitchakein. So not only will the teacher benefit from that, but because the teacher has greater insight, eventually the student will have insight as well. And a third added nuance to this first basic approach is the Maharal himself. Now the Maharal here commenting on Hamachkim Es Rabo here at the end of the Kinyan Torah, where the Maharal just adds another point, which is that this is not just like a cherry on top. Like, you can have Torah, but if you don't have a student who asks you questions, good, bad, otherwise, you won't have the extra bonus of hamachkim. Here the Maharal actually goes further. Umi'achar shekachu darkel shel Torah, im eino oseze, eino ro'oi l'Torah. This, again, if I understand the Maharal correctly, it sounds like this is a real strong criticism, I think, of the student. But it sounds like he's saying that the nature of Torah is such that you need two people so that one can be motzi the Torah from his seichel, and thereby elevating the seichel. He says there, in the part I didn't read, he goes on to a little bit of a Maharalian idea of elevating the seichel from the chomriyut and getting it to reach higher levels. So he says the student, just by the etzem fact that he's learning with the Rebbe, is making the Rebbe better. But if you don't do that, then it's not just that it's a lower level, but it could be that there is, you know, you may not have Torah, you may not be worthy, as he puts it here, for Torah itself. It's a little bit of a mysterious and vague idea, perhaps needing a little greater clarification, but it certainly seems like the Maharal is saying something that no one has said that we've seen until now, and going perhaps even further. But again, to sum up, we've seen one basic idea so far, that Hamachkim Es Rabo means, quite literally, you will help your Rebbe get smarter, help him get wiser, help him get more learned, and you do this through the questions and the incisive give and take that is the nature of the Beis Medrash or the Shir Room. A second and completely different understanding is also offered by the Medrash Shmuel, and the Tiferes Yisrael also picks up on this as well, and that is a little bit kind of an out-of-the-box idea, I guess, certainly not the mainstream understanding of these words, but here he explains that Hamachkim Es Rabo doesn't mean objectively that you will actually make your, or actually, in fact, you make the Rebbe smarter through your questions or whatever, but rather it's subjectively, that is to say, advice directly to the student, Machkim Es Rabo. You should look at your teacher with an elevated status. Look at him as a chacham. Says the Medrash Shmuel that it tells the Talmud, "Kedei sheli olam yechoshek lelmod mirabo, tzarach sheyachzik es rabo lechacham viodeya." In order that you should always have the great motivation and desire to learn from your teacher, you have to first, and this is the key point, first assume in machzik, be committed to the fact that the person in front of you, your teacher, is in fact someone who knows a yodea and a chacham, who's wise. Then you'll want to and be open and desirous of learning from him. But if you don't really respect him and have a high opinion of the person teaching you, then you won't be motivated to learn from him. If you hear an idea from him that you don't understand, you might dismiss it easily, and you'll never eventually get to the Kinyan Torah. The Tiferes Yisrael says, again, as I mentioned, something pretty similar, that the only way to become a gadol is if you are first machkim your rabo. Kishniskar dvarim sheshama rabo, v'yimsa behen devartema. Even when you are older and you're, so to speak, reviewing, or you seem to know enough that you actually have a right to truly question even the substance of the teaching, nevertheless, lo yomar shenishmat rabo hadavar shiyadahu. Don't automatically jump to the conclusions, if it doesn't make sense right away, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that your teacher forgot something or made a mistake. Eli yomar shrabo chacham gadolhu, be machkim your Rebbe. Start with the assumption that your Rebbe knew more than you, that your Rebbe knew what he was talking about. V'amku machshavotam imenu, that he's even deeper and more profound than you are. As a result, yatriach lahamidan, you'll work harder, and eventually you yourself will grow. So this interpretation here of the Medrash Shmuel and the Tiferes Yisrael is not saying, in fact, actually, objectively, be machkim your Rebbe. Rather, it's a way of it's a state of mind or an attitude. Subjectively, view your Rebbe with an elevated, great respect and an elevated status, and as a result, you will benefit from that. Rav Matisyo Solomon, here in the Matnas Chaim, quotes. I'm not sure if this was his own interpretation or others, about Rav Baruch Ver, the Berakas Shmuel, who of course was a tremendous Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, and I guess you could say a Talmud Chaver of the Griz, of the Brisker Rav, of Rav Elul. And it's known sometimes in his Sfarim that he will quote even something like two words of Rav Chaim or even of the Griz, and make a whole essay, a whole insightful and incisive and brilliant analysis and a wide, broad application, a whole Torah, just based on the two words. And the way, I didn't have a chance to look at any of this up beyond Matthew Solomon, I'm not sure if Rav Baruch Ver himself said this, I don't think so, I think this is Matthew's interpretation, is that people make a mistake and they think that because Rav Baruch Ver saw, you know, so much profundity, even in two words, therefore he extolled the brilliance of Rav Chaim or the Griz. But of course, says Rav Matzil Solomon, similar to what we've just mentioned, that the truth is just the opposite. It's not that because there was such brilliance in two words, he extolled and valued and respected Rav Chaim or the Griz, but just the opposite. Because he valued, because he respected their brilliance even beforehand, therefore he was motivated to and ultimately successful at finding all the profundity in the brilliant Torah, even in just two words. First comes the respect, then comes the insight. Of course, it's true that if there's great insight, there will also be respect. But the chiddush here is that if you have the respect first, that will also help you lead to your respect. The Rambam in the Perash Mishnayos, right here in the beginning of Perkei Avos, in Perk Aleph, on the Mishnah of Aseh L'Charav, so the Rambam makes this point as well, that the stress that you need to have a teacher, and it almost, I'll put that in quotes, I'm not sure if the Rambam put it in quotes, but I will, it almost doesn't matter even who the Rav is, but rather the key is to have a Rav. Says the Rambam there in Perash Mishnayos, in Perkei Avos, Perk Aleph, Afilu Lahaya Roy Lios L'Char L'Rav, even if it's maybe not objectively the greatest teacher, Avol Mishu L'Rav Ajit Mosor Lo Halimud V'Tusag Lo Chachma. Nevertheless, you should still have Simuhu L'Rav. You should make him a Rav. You should still, this is the person who you can learn from, who's teaching you, so view him as that. View him in that elevated way, because once you have the respect, as a result, you will learn from him. It doesn't matter objectively how smart or how learned. I mean, and I say, quote, almost, because of course on some level it does matter. But the point that Rambam is saying, on a more minimal level, you can learn from anybody. And if you give them that respect in advance, then even if he's not the greatest Rebbe, you can still learn from him. And that's key, says the Rambam, because limudo mizulaso yoser kiyom etzlo v'yoser mivuar. You learn from someone else. If you gain through that give and take, you will benefit more than just learning on your own. In terms of the broader idea here, the fact that a teacher must be aware and elevate the status of and have great respect for the teacher. So this idea is found beyond in Perkei Avos here, but it's found in a broader array of sources, and both from the perspective of the student, as we've seen, but also from the perspective of the teacher, how this is an important thing for the teacher to cultivate and project. Rabbi Yerucham Lavovitz in the Das Chachma in the second volume points out something which, again, I think now sounds like very current, contemporary educational insight, but he beat us by a generation or two. And Yerucham says that the key is for every student to know two things about a teacher in order to learn from him. One is that the teacher is smarter and knows more than him. And number two is that the teacher truly wants what's best for him, and it's not just doing it for what's best for himself or some other ulterior motive. And again, it sounds like this is something that the student needs to drill into himself, but it's also something that a student, that the teacher has a responsibility to cultivate. A very dramatic expression of how things can fall apart if you don't have this is contained in the insight of the Sephorno in Baloscha and Bamidbar Perek Yirala, Pasuk Yibbeis, when Moshe is complaining, Ha'anochi harisi es kol ha'am hazeh, that I conceive of this people, you know, that this is my responsibility. Moshe is really frustrated, he's at his wit's end. So the Sforno comments on that opening phrase of the Pasuk, harisi, that I conceive of them. What is that to do with anything? Why is that relevant? Why use that specific language or metaphor? So the Sforno says, because Moshe is saying, I'm not their father. Meaning, Hine ha'av yuchal lahanhig es banav, avo pishem chiluke deos. Right, says the Sforno, that in many cases, there's much broader latitude for a father to still be the leader of his family, the leader of his children, or individual child, even when there's, you know, great gaps in understanding and commitment and values between them. Nevertheless, they still maintain the cohesion of a family unit, in most cases, ki kulam choshvim oso ohev, shishtadel b'chol kochol hativ lehem. Because by dint, by very nature, the fact that they are his father, he is their father, excuse me, people understand that the father only wants what's best for them and loves them. Aval Eila, says Moshe Rabbeinu, these people, Einam Botchim Bi Klal, they don't trust me. They don't see that I love them and I really want what's best for them. On the contrary, Choshtimu Menasim Liros Ma'aseh Ba'adam, they're just testing me and suspecting me of all sorts of disloyalty or ulterior motives. Says Moshe, I can't lead them because they don't have that implicit trust. So it's not entirely clear from this Sforno, is this, clearly he's putting this as a criticism of the people in Moshe's mouth. Could one suggest perhaps that Moshe could have done more to cultivate it? I'm not sure. But again, this certainly dovetails with what we've seen, Hamachim es Rabo. If you truly want to be able to be follow and gain, and who better to follow, who better to gain from than Moshe? So you have to have that first, that trust in and that belief in the Rebbe. And when you don't have that, things can go awry very, very quickly. So I think these are the two basic ideas that are important for us to realize. And again, it's the second point, not only the first one, practically, actually, you can make your Rebbe smarter, more knowledgeable through your questions, but the second point, perhaps in our day as much as ever before, needs to really be stressed. And again, there seems to be a mutual, if not reciprocal, responsibility here between both the parents, or the students, I should say, and the teacher, him or herself, that there has to be some level of distance in the sense of the great respect and the elevation of the status. Hamachkim es rabo, you'll only truly learn from someone if you have that respect and there is that sense of reverence. Of course, as the Sforno stressed, there also has to be the sense of love. And that's what Yeruchim Levavitz, the Das Chachma, mentioned as well. But again, I think even though here the focus is on the student being Machkim Es Rabo, but I think we also have seen that there can be some responsibility of the teacher as well to cultivate that. In a slightly different, but I think very related way, the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalid, Ein Roy L'Rav Linhog Kalus Rosh L'fnei Talmidim, that a teacher has to be careful how he acts and, you know, behaves in front of the Talmidim. He's not talking about doing things necessarily objectively wrong, but just things which are too casual in front of the Talmidim, you could lose what he says is the Ema Aleihen, and you could in fact not be able to teach them. There has to be some sort of respect. What exactly is the level of informality that can still exist in a community where they'll still have respect and reverence for the teacher and still be Machkim the Rav? So that may depend very much on the situation, from Rebbe to Rebbe, from school to school, from family to situation to situation. But the principle, I think, is clear. Again, Pirkei Avos here is focusing, our Braisa here, Kinyan Torah, is focusing on the perspective of the student, that he has to be Machkim es Rabo. But I think it's clear that there is some responsibility of the Rebbe himself to carry himself the kind of respect, carry himself in a way that will generate that respect. Again, as the Rambam says in Parashat Mishnayos, no matter what, the student has to do it, and it's in the benefit of the student. Not for the Rebbe's good, but for the student's own good. And that's the Machkim Es Rabo, which will not only help the Rebbe, but because of that, ultimately help the student gain a Kinyan Torah. So again, we have seen two ideas here, either actually, in fact, practically, Machkim Es Rabo, questions, incisive give and take of Talmud Torah, help the Rebbe, which in turn goes back and helps the student, or it's the more subjective, psychological, attitudinal approach, elevate the status of your Rebbe in your eyes, no matter what, as a prerequisite to learning. As a result, you will learn greater than you would have otherwise.